It is a Tuesday morning, Andrew Brady, g'day.
Morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
A woman's body found in a river.
Yeah, so flooding is still a huge issue in parts of Western England and Wales. And what has happened is this is a woman who's in her 50s from the Birmingham area. She was visiting Tenbury in Worcestershire at the weekend, and she got swept away in the floodwater. The river is at its highest level for 200 years, they're saying. And what has happened in the past couple of hours is the worst possible news. Her body has been found. So tragedy there. And elsewhere, there are 200 flood warnings still in place on rivers across England. Six of them are severe flood warnings, which means a risk to life. And the rain, thankfully, has stopped. But it's going to take a long time for the levels to get back down because the ground is so saturated. Two storms on two successive weekends, and here we have a fatality now. Just awful.
Now, the TV boss has spoken out about the lady who lost her life.
So Caroline Flack took her own life at the weekend. A very, very popular TV presenter here, 40 years of age. Love Island has come back on our screens tonight here, and they had a very poignant emotional tribute to their friend. She was a brilliant presenter. I mean, everyone loved Caroline Flack. She had some issues in her private life. And what has happened tonight in the past couple of hours, ITV, who broadcast the show, and she has fronted many, many big shows for ITV, their boss of entertainment has said that the door was open for her to return to Love Island. Desperately sad watching the highlights tribute that they put out this evening. 40 years of age, Caroline Flack is gone.
Yeah, very sad indeed. All right, mate, you'll be back with Oliver this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow morning.
We will. Have a great day, guys.